Exterior field day. A large field in summer stretches a span with wildflowers, grasses, and trees that edge the landscape to a brilliant morning sky. A trio come from the woods, each 20-something, playful, laughing, twisted round each other. Zan, with dark features and thick, bouncy hair, is more athletic than Ace, thin build, with light hair and complexion. Willow, a slender Pacific Islander, in a summer dress with long hair that floats around her as the wind blows and waves the field in unison with the moving trio. Willow, I say we play the day away. We slip inside the lake and lay upon the shore while Ace prepares our meals and drinks. Zan, love it. Ace, for the full day? Willow, or at least half. Ace, oh sure, I am the slave boy while you repose. Think my turn is next, if that be so. Willow, fair enough. Zan, agreed upon. Then let me off to the cottage, so to prepare our meal. Oh, good to hear. Thank you, Ace. Yes, it is indeed. Thank you, sir. Willow jumps on Ace, hugs and kisses him. Zan does the same. Ace laughs and falls to the ground as the others run through the field to an opening and stretch of lake shore. Ace stands, takes off his shirt, extends his arms to the heavens, and spins in the field. Thank you, O Cocton, for this day. Thank you deeply as we play upon your shore and fields and forest, as folly finds us no good. But good it be, oh, how good it be. A rather large cock wanders from the woods to the field near Ace. It stops at a clearing and pecks the ground for food. Its colors are deep and rich in the morning sun. Ace laughs, bows, and then runs to join the others. Exterior, lakeshore, day. Zan and Willow splash at the edge of the lake, close enough to the shore, where their clothes lie upon the moss-covered ground. Ace comes with a blanket and basket of food, lays it upon the shore, then strips and joins them in the water. Splash into a new day with water cool and sun begins to heat the earth. The cock comes from the field to the lakeshore, sees the blanket and food, and steps toward the display. And cock is near. Hurry, oh hurry, before our food and my labors are gone. Zan comes first from the lake, followed by Ace and Willow. Each take an article of their clothing, wave it in the air, and crow as a rooster. The cock is unamused, but turns and wanders back into the field. Here, for your efforts, dear cock. Willow takes a piece of the French bread and tosses it over to the cock. It turns, takes the bread, then continues on its way. The fellows sit and begin to eat. Well done, Willow. Thank you, Ace, for preparing our feast. She joins them on the blanket. Yes, thank you. Not much of a feast, but a good start to the day's consumption. Willow takes the bottle of juice and pours each a glass, then holds hers high. A toast, if you will. Each take and hold high their glass. Sunlight glistens through the colors. To life in summer, with friends and fowl, pleased to be blessed in this way. Cheers, cheers, and to the preparation of the cocktail, to the end of our summer bliss, the cocktail. each touch glasses, they drink and laugh and dine in the morning sun. The cock comes back around. Zan tosses it another piece of bread. He takes it and leaves the trio alone for the moment.